The family of country music icon Loretta Lynn says she has died at the age of 90. Julie Hyde of member station WPLN has this appreciation of a pop culture icon with down-home sensibilities.
One of the biggest songs of Loretta Lynn's career proudly recounted her hardscrabble background.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
Lynn never tired of telling stories of her upbringing in a remote coal mining community in the Appalachian Mountains of eastern Kentucky. In a 2000 NPR interview, she recalled how her parents, Melvin and Clara Webb, did whatever it took to feed their 8 children, even if it meant accepting a relative's gift of a stolen chicken.
There were many times we went to bed hungry and wake up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, we'd smell chicken cooking. Mommy'd get us up and let us eat and go back to bed.
Loretta Webb was barely a teenager when she started a family of her own with a 21-year-old former soldier, Oliver Lynn, better known as Mooney or Doolittle. Her husband heard her bedtime lullabies and pushed her to start performing publicly. In a 2010 interview with WHYY's Fresh Air, Loretta Lynn insisted she wouldn't have done it otherwise.
I wouldn't get out in front of people. I wouldn't, you know, I was really bashful and I would have never sang in front of anybody.
Once her husband started scrounging up paying gigs for her, Loretta taught herself to write songs.
So turn that you walk the way of life and fill my glass up while I cry.
Country songs had often portrayed hardship from male perspectives, but Lynn wasn't afraid to spell out the indignities she endured in her marriage or the double standards she saw other women facing when it came to divorce, pregnancy, and birth control.
There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You set this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill.
Lynn found that Nashville wasn't accustomed to that kind of frankness.
I tell you, when I come to Nashville, I didn't really know that people did not say what they thought. I've always been a person to say what I think.
Fellow Eastern Kentucky songwriter Angelina Presley was raised on her mother's Loretta Lynn records and recognizes what they must have meant to women of earlier generations.
I'm positive that there probably were many, many women in that time, especially in the country, who thought, I'm not really allowed to say anything if my husband wants to drink. And I'll clean the house and raise the kids. And she said, no, it's not okay. And it's okay for you to say it's not okay.
No, don't come home with drinking, with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find.
39 of those songs became top 10 country hits on the Billboard charts. And in 1972, Loretta Lynn was the first woman named Entertainer of the Year by the Country Music Association.
The only thing, I'm real happy, but the only thing that I'm kind of sad about is my husband is gone hunting. He couldn't make it back in to share my happiness with me.
Their relationship was complicated, but they remained married until Doolittle's death in 1996. And Loretta made sure her fans knew that her long-lasting musical partnership with Conway Twitty was all business. Lynn continued performing and recording into the new millennium, attracting younger audiences through her collaboration with rocker Jack White. But it was essential to Lynn's enduring appeal that she never lost touch with her identity as a simultaneously modern and down-to-earth country woman. Journalist Robert Orman saw her communicate that to crowds throughout her career.
This idea that I might be up here on the stage singing this song, but I'm not better than you.
I like real life because that's what we're doing today. And I think that's why people bought my records, because they're living in this world. And so am I, so I see what's going on and I grab it.
For NPR News, I'm Julie Hyde in Nashville.
You're looking at country. You don't see no